From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today is the deadline for new voter registration in more than a dozen states. 31 states close their voter rolls by the end of the week. And all signs are that new voters are signing up in droves, especially in crucial swing states, including Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, and Florida, which is making life quite interesting these days for workers at boards of elections in those states. Buddy Johnson is supervisor of elections for Hillsborough County in Florida, which includes Tampa. And Mr. Johnson, today was the deadline to register to vote in your county. What kind of numbers have you been seeing?
Record numbers, between two and three times the volume, Melissa, of the 2000 election cycle. This morning we had 601,000 registered voters in Hillsborough County. On March the 9th, we had 555,000. That's 45,000 net new voters. That's a big, big increase. And we've worked hard to drive registration up. We just didn't have any idea that our efforts would yield this kind of result.
Well, how do you account for these record numbers that you're seeing? What do you think's behind that?
Well, I think there's several pieces to the equation. One is, of course, the election is an energized election, both from the being the first presidential after the 2000 election. And I would say that there's been a focus in our office to encourage participation. We believe that there's a better product yielded when there's more participation in the process. And thirdly, there are, as a result of some changes in the law, there are third-party groups who are able to register voters. And while those groups have been very diligent in their efforts, we've had to watch them very closely for accuracy and appropriateness with the application process.
Given these record numbers of new voters who are signing up, tens of thousands, how is that affecting the work in your office? What are you having to do to keep up with that?
Work longer, work harder, and work more efficient. We've had to build the organization as we go. It's been very exciting from a management standpoint, very challenging, and it's turned out real well.
And you mentioned longer hours.
Saturday and Sunday.
You've been open 7 days a week.
We started that this weekend, and we're also open earlier and running later, 7 to 7.
You're talking about these record numbers of new voters. Do you have any concerns that you might not have enough time to get everybody actually on the rolls by November 2nd, Election Day?
No, we're going to work right up till the end. We will get the job done. But it just it takes quite an exercise of managing the resources that you have because there are so many moving parts to an election. I think what 2000 did do for us here in Florida and hopefully for the rest of the country is to demonstrate that this is not as simple a process as some might think. It is fairly straightforward, but there are a lot of moving parts and activities that accompany those responsibilities.
Yeah, and there's always a question, of course, of whether somebody who's registered to vote actually shows up on Election Day. But if some of these new voters presumably do show up, are you concerned that there might be a whole lot of confusion, a lot of new voters voting for the first time?
Well, our poll worker staff is very well trained to walk people through the process. Our touchscreen voting systems are very easy to use. As a matter of fact, in a fifth grade election that we did at the end of September, one young fifth grade young lady said to me, you know, I don't understand all the questions. If a fifth grade little girl like me can do this, why wouldn't a big person be able to do it? So I think it's pretty straightforward once you get registered and get pointed in the right direction.
And you're convinced that you've got machines in place that are ready to handle the job? We're not looking at a repeat of 2000?
I'm absolutely confident that Florida will, as we have done for the last 4 years, we will lead the nation in election reform and hopefully productivity and brilliance.
Well, Mr. Johnson, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Buddy Johnson is supervisor of elections for Hillsborough County, Florida. The deadline to register to vote there was 5 p.m. today.